What's wrong with him? Man, what's wrong with him?
The hand. Shit. With the finger. Look at the finger. Yeah. Get that shit off. With the neck back. Put that shit on.
The guard.
Started at the bottom. Dreamt of a Hellcat. Now I got it. Dreamt of a Corvette. Now I got it. Taking big leaps of faith. No doubts about it. Made my mama proud. Made my mama proud. Every time she see me, she get this crazy smile.
Guess what's happening, y'all? Have no fear. My Uncle Mike ain't here.
If you know like I know,
I'm just one of the ones.
If you're not one of the ones, then you're not one of the ones.
Remember that. Y'all stealing bastards.
Type week.
Everybody want to use my shit, man. Y'all got the paper.
Why y'all trying to steal, man?
You know what I'm saying?
Copyright infringement, man.
Damian Leonard, I heard you said on your new song. I should wear number 11 because I'm one of them ones.
See, now.
I'm like you, no way, nigga.
Sure as fuck don't.
So you got to pay, boy.
Big bread, too. Like the bread Kanye about to have to pay the George Floyd family.
I'm one of the ones. I should wear 11.
Yeah, why you trying to steal the glory, Tay?
Come on, brother. Trademark infringement.
Yeah, he watching.
Got to.
Fuck, hey, nigga. Man, but guess what, man? We back, man. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Had no fear. Motherfucking Top of the Mook podcast is here. And this is episode 44.
Open up the door.
Make sure.
That's what you got to do.
If you want any product placement or any brand deals going on with us, make sure you email ballornothingelse@yahoo.com. That's the first and foremost. Make sure you DM my dog, Mr. Organic with a K on Instagram. Gargoyle. And make sure you DM me, Tall Guy, on Instagram.
What's up, Slim?
We're both verified. It's not hard to find. Yep. All right? And I'm getting better at responding. So, now I ain't been able to get everybody, but I'll be responding for the most part. I'll be trying. It's a lot of my, you know what I'm saying? I'll be trying.
What's the process?
Shout out to all the G-Squad out there in the world, though. G-Squad. And Organic Nation. But, with that being said, make sure y'all subscribe to Top of the Mook Podcast Clips. Make sure y'all subscribe to Top of the Mook Podcast on TikTok. And make sure y'all follow Top of the Mook Podcast on Instagram as well. All information is in the description below. So make sure you tap in, man. But this is episode 44, season 3. And we back and we better than ever, man. Yeah. And three of us being fully three of them with the Phoenix and the beard type. Is that Phoenix?
Yeah, something like that. It was more of a candy corn.
Okay.
It was a candy corn feel for Halloween.
Okay, it makes sense. Right around the corner.
I seen that new Halloween too. You seen it?
Fuck no. I said, after that last Halloween, I said I ain't never watched that another one. That was crazy. Unless it's free on Netflix, brother.
It's going to be on the Peacock Network, I think.
Oh, man. You watched it, though?
I had to see it,
bro. Come on, bro. That shit was terrible, wasn't it?
I didn't see them all. You want to know?
Yeah, why not? I don't care.
Yeah, it was terrible. They tried to make it to a whole new story. But I will get love. I put like this, D-Ray, the dude, he be, not D-Ray. It's a comedian dude on Instagram. I forgot his name, actually. Black nigga. He looked like D-Ray. He kind of
D-Ray, light skinned nigga, though.
Yeah, but it's a nigga that be on Instagram. That's a funny nigga on Instagram that kind of looked like him. That was in the movie. That had a good, funny role. That gave his props on him.
Okay.
Because he went from Instagram, now he was starring in
it. Let me see. I'm going to look it up.
Yeah, look it up. Halloween Ends. And you will see the nigga. You'll be like, oh, I know him. He's a funny nigga. But you ever seen that hiking show when they hike with the rappers?
Yeah.
Him. He's in the movie. Yeah, he was in there.
Let me see.
Forgot his name, though, but he was in there. He had a good little role, too. Funny nigga role. But it could go out bad, too. But Halloween Ends, man, it was cool. They put a little twist to the story. They had, like, him just hiding in his tunnel or some weird shit. Had his
nose. Right here?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, he a legendary nigga. You know he went to prison and everything.
I know, that's what I'm saying, yeah.
Yeah, Karan. Yeah. I fuck with Karan.
Yeah, legendary.
Yeah, legendary dude.
He had a good role, too. I'm like, this nigga got a full role like this? Okay.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, that's legendary.
Full talker. Yeah,
man, shout out to Karan, man.
Yeah, shout out to him, man. Legendary.
I didn't even know he was in that movie.
Yep, me either.
Yeah, I fuck with him. You know he went to prison and all that stuff, too. Yeah,
converted himself.
Big similar stories.
Yep, mm-hmm. And grinded on the Instagram. Yep. Caught some waves. Yep.
Started doing the skits.
Yep.
Funny shit, found his wave,
yep.
Found his niche and got rich.
Damn right. That's
can't
how
do nothing
do
but respect it.
Can't do nothing but respect, you know what I'm saying? The hustle, man. Coming
but yeah,
off
so what you think about the movie? 1 to 10 or 5-star? Or was I it mean, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1? What was it?
Yeah, the storyline was weak. They tried to train, like, groom a new guy to be Michael Myers type.
Oh, so didn't even.
But he, like, ended a little
bit. Did they
bit.
Show his face, yes or no?
No, of course not.
Why are they always trying to act like they're going to show his damn face?
The jig is up.
I don't even want to watch that movie. Even if that motherfucker free, I don't want
to
watch it.
Yeah, they try to stay out. You know, the pre-decide. They didn't show it.
So it's clickbait. Because on the trailers, they was acting like they was going to show his face.
Yeah, they ain't show his face.
Clickbait, man. See, the whole world's clickbait. Yeah. I don't know why they'd be mad about people being...
It's part of life. You know what I'm saying? But they didn't show his face, but they had a new guy acting like...
So is that not clickbait, though, when they act like they're going to pull his mask off and that's in the trailer? Clickbait. That's clickbait, right?
Yeah, they didn't show nothing. But that's crazy. He do get fully goddamn saute flambé, though. It ain't no coming, really coming back from what they do to him, though.
What they do, tell me.
So finally they do, Jamie Lee Curtis, whatever, she finally kills him, whatever. The whole town takes him and drives to the auto junkyard, throws him in that thing. You know where they crush stuff? And you ever seen them things on Instagram?
Like the circle things?
Put him
like,
in one of them.
And they just eats up everything?
Yeah, put him in one of them.
Oh, he dead then?
Yeah, they smushed him. His whole head busted. It's totally smushery, for sure.
Oh, he ain't show the face, though.
Still didn't show the face. They like cut his wrist and cut his throat. They're like, that's not enough. The whole town throw him on top of the hood. The whole town follow him. All the cops.
Damn, and, drooling and shit?
Yeah, it was, I don't like the murder.
Okay. And they,
I got to put this table over, man. I'm getting aroused by the homo sapiens. But no, they throw his ass in that motherfucking meat grinder, Mook, and yeah.
Oh, damn.
They're doing like that, though. But he was tight weak in this one, too. He was like getting weak, and he was barely strong. Like, it was weird.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, but they're trying to put a new spin on it. Got a young dude that ended up killing the kid when he was younger. And like, he was going crazy. Everybody was making fun of him. So he started getting psycho. He runs to him in his tunnel. He was hitting in like a little sewer tunnel. He runs into him and he grabs him. He looks in his eyes and he didn't kill him. Like, he crazy too. So he let him live and he started going on a killing spree. Yeah.
Oh,
like,
damn.
He transferred some of that evil into him tight. They tried to make it, but dude was too weak doing
it. Now it's going to be a new Michael Myers.
That's definitely what they're spinning. Because you should agree. Listen, this is what I said. Well, you see the movie, whatever you do, this is my opinion. Once they killed Michael, threw him on the hood, threw him in the meat mook, they should have grabbed that nigga too. That was acting dumb.
Throw him in there too.
He got to get this case. Because y'all went through 40 years. You know what I'm saying? Y'all got to put two and two together.
But you say he was a kid, though.
Nah, he was grown like 21, 22.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he could die then.
Yeah, you went through 40 years of this nigga killing everybody and shit. Well, this nigga got to go too. He supposed to be dead already, stabbed in the neck, dead. Grab him up. Strap him up because he got that juice in him too, and go ahead and dump him off.
Yeah. Because come on, bro. The new Michael Myers. Y'all gotta relax.
That's like the 20 something.
Speaking of serial killers, you heard about the serial killer in the Bay?
Yeah, he was in the Stockton area. Yeah,
black nigga too.
Oh, I told you, like, the girl told me that. I ain't gonna lie. She's like, motherfucking niggas getting more weird too with the killing area and all the weirdness
with the school shit and all that. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
So it's getting strange out here, man. But they caught him though. You know what I'm saying? So they caught him and locked his monk ass up. Speaking of school shit, they fired the whole just about the police force and that last shooting. At the Ulane, whatever it's called, that's the last school shooting that was in Texas, when they didn't go in there, they fired all them motherfuckers, man.
Oh, damn, blessings.
Sitting out there for an hour and all that. Yeah. Y'all niggas supposed to win there and die.
Yeah.
Figure it out.
You see that video where the dude was in the back? Bro, you got to watch this. Hey, Free, pull this up for me real quick, brother, please. I don't even know where it's at. Let me just find it real quick. But it's crazy because a lot of that stuff been going down. I got to show you through. You about to be like, no way. This can't be real how dumb they was acting. I thought it was wild.
What happened?
So, dude got detained. He was in the back of a police car, right?
Right.
I thought, I didn't even text it to you. Damn, hold on. Yeah, it was, so dude got detained in the back of the police car. And while dude's being detained, like, you know, they got you in those little transport vans, right? I've been in a bunch of them in my life, right? And in the transport van, they don't strap dude in.
Right.
And then next thing you know, here we go. I'm just going to pull it up because I don't even want to tell you. You just got to see it. I'm going to text it to you for you right now. So, hold on. Let me just
airdrop it.
Oh, yeah. Yep. I could do that too. Damn, it's type too late. I already copied and pasted. Hold on. You know, I ain't the whiz with social media like that, brother. I'm just now getting back at DMs and all that, brother. You got to work with me. You got to have patience.
We got time, bro.
Patience is the virtue.
That's what they say.
You know, a lot of people say it. They do say it. Quite frequently.
What's wrong with him?
You know what I mean? But no, so dude's being detained in the back of a police car, right?
Uh-huh.
And you know how usually, like, if you're in handcuffs, right, they usually shackle you into the van, right?
Strap you down,
seatbelt secured with something, some of that understanding, right? So, because you got to see it. It was so wild. I said, bro, I can't, there's no way. And dude, it's because you said the police got fired.
Right.
This nigga didn't get fired. There's even more.
Oh, they fucked him up.
Yeah, dude.
But you know, that happened to that one dude in Baltimore, Gray. What his name is? They had him in the back and broke his neck in there.
Bro, big screen it for me, please.
Yeah, turn the volume off.
You felt? Just turn the volume on.
They don't hear this no more. So, what happened to him, though?
So he hit it. So go all the way back to the beginning. Now look at this. Yep, right there. Watch. They hit the brake. Boom.
Bro, yeah, that, but that happened to dude in Baltimore, broke his neck like that.
For real?
Remember they had that full ride and all that. They had him in the back of the car driving around all crazy and broke his neck in there like that.
Damn.
Yeah, that's normal. They do that on purpose. You know? Yeah, because you ain't got no control.
Bro, but he was supposed to be strapped in.
They did that and they had a full ride in Baltimore, man. What's a dude named Gary something? They broke his neck, bro.
And then look how he treat him, though. Look.
Well.
He think he playing.
Yep. That's why they always play themselves when they try to act dumb and not knowing something is serious. So we got to take it seriously. Why would
he
be laying there?
He said, how'd you get up there and how'd your leg get like that?
Because you think he acting dumb.
And look, shut it.
Yep. Not knowing it's real. That's how you embarrass yourself.
Now watch this. Watch. Kept driving. And he was on his phone. And he was speeding.
He didn't charge for nothing.
Nothing.
Boy, that motherfucker, boy.
Watch. Don't even call the ambulance. Don't do nothing. And then watch how dumb they act when they get to the county jail.
Is he hurt or is he dead?
Watch. He alive. He paralyzed. From the neck down.
Still.
Watch. And look how dumb they acting with him.
Think he playing. Because they deal with a lot of stupid motherfuckers.
They dragging him. He's paralyzed.
And they think he playing.
And they're making it worse, pulling on his legs like
look.
That.
Look. Think he playing.
Hear the talk. Watch. The sergeant, bitch. Boy.
Oh, man. There you go. Ain't no there you go, nigga. My neck broke.
Watch Shorty. Here's Shorty, the sergeant.
And he black.
Look.
The police did place Mr. Cutts in a wheelchair, but they repeatedly taunted him for not getting up.
Think he playing.
Look.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Do you love all things about comic books? The stories, the art, the characters, the creators? Then listen to Comics Discourse 114, where our three friends discuss both current and classic comic books from all publishers and the creators behind them.
Oh!
She said you doing extra shit.
The nigga neck broke from the foot down. From the foot up.
Yep. Then watch how dumb they act with him.
Oh,
she said, I'm telling you.
Oh my God.
Why would I lie?
Y'all broke that man's neck.
Look, he like, fuck. The sergeant acting dumb. That bitch is acting stupid. She need to get fired.
Because they deal with retarded people all day.
Yeah, but still.
But that's your job, though. You gotta do your job. That's why you got to do your job right, man.
Look, well, then watch what they do. Watch this, three.
They think he's
y'all
playing.
Watch this at home now. Every last one of them need to get fired. And that police officer.
They think he playing, bro. They not knowing nigga Nick is fully broke. Y'all stupid,
his
bro.
Everything is broke. Look, then they drag him.
Fucking his neck up even more.
Even more.
Put in a holding cell for 15 minutes until paramedics finally arrived.
Damn.
And look, they just threw him in there.
The June 2022 police arrest left Cutts a permanent
they think it's a game.
Contusion, scarring, and a compromised immune system.
Bam!
Yep.
Cutts and his family have now filed a $100 million lawsuit.
I hope he get every penny.
Even in five police officers. The carelessness and
oh, for sure.
I hope he get every penny.
And that nigga from the neck down, what are you going to do with that bread? See, that's what I'm saying? Like, money ain't everything, bro.
Nope, it's not.
If you get $100 million, nigga, what? The yep. neck down, move?
Yep.
Aw, oh, nah. Young nigga, too, look like. Had the pistol on him, had a little drink. Just had a little yister on him. And broke that man's neck like that.
Yep, crazy, right?
Damn. So you got he doing a $100 million lawsuit, huh?
Yeah, I hope he get every penny.
Well, yeah. Well, speaking of lawsuits, man.
Yep, and that's what I was looking right here.
Yeah,
you know, everybody been on Drink Champs lately. They had Boosie on Drink Champs. Shout out to Boosie, man. They had Boosie on Drink Champs. Are you a Boosie brain motherfucker, boy?
Who, me?
Yeah, with the hustle, with the hustle.
Yeah, the hustle. Nothing
the
else.
Hustle.
Nothing else. I'm way too understood to with the education of life. You know what I'm saying?
So, hey, hold on real quick while we on Boosie. Hey, Fareed, here, let me see this to you, brother. Here, hold on. I don't know why the damn airdrop ain't working. I tried it that time for you. It wasn't working. There you go. But no, so Boosie was on Drink Champs. You know, Boosie hilarious, boy.
Right.
And he was on there talking about what social media does.
Right, right.
To relationships.
Yeah.
Right? And what it does to men and to women.
For sure.
Right? And, but while Freeze pointed it up, when you said lawsuits, 100 million, which McCall got a suit.
So what happened was Kanye, million. We talked about this in another episode. Kanye West was talking about George Floyd saying he passed away from fentanyl.
Yep.
When it's obvious that the cop was found guilty of murder of this man. You know what I'm saying? So evidently the court system found this guy guilty of murder. How are you gonna say he passed away from fentanyl? That's not true.
Right.
So they suing Kanye West, the family of George Floyd, suing him for $250 million. And I think it's a libel lawsuit. I think it's very, very important that you can't talk about the dead like that in that manner, especially what happened to our whole society from that shit, dude. Like, that's crazy.
Facts. And it's proven in court.
Proven in court.
Like, you think they would have sentenced that police officer all that prison time if
he died from fentanyl?
If he died, you don't think the coroner people and all them went through all the factuals,
like,
brother?
What are you talking about, brother?
Yeah, like, and see, and that's where misinformation, that's where they do shut them down with.
Right.
As far as not giving them a platform because you giving out misinformation.
And you got to understand, this is one of the most influential people that ever walked this earth saying this.
It's actually type of just a lie.
So, so think about what you're doing to this ecosystem of people thinking and bashing this man's name while he's gone. He got kids, he got family, he got brothers, he got sisters. Yep. Like, look what they got to deal with you saying that, dude.
Yep.
Don't he die from a drug overdose?
You Kanye West.
On this full cop on his neck, and they said that would kill them.
Right.
The coroner.
Right.
All the tests. The judge.
Yep.
You should be ashamed of yourself, Buck Too Bad, nigga.
Yeah, for sure. No question.
So, they should win that $250 million. And my nigga right there should get $100 million.
That's big bags.
Need that.
Now, Free, put that joint on the big screen, man. Now, listen, I want to know what y'all think about Boosie saying, boy. This boy's so funny to me.
Social media fucked up everything. It made more avenues for money.
And we talked about this in the last episode.
Yeah, like we said, it's like Pandora's box.
At first, your bitch used to just see the niggas at work, you, and Nancy, and come home.
And they come home.
Yeah. Facts.
Now she got about 30,000 niggas still looking.
Facts.
That's on a calm day.
That's on a, yeah.
Uh-huh. All that time you been put in but no money. It fucked up everything. It fucked up
the jig is up.
For sure.
Your bitch is at work.
Your bitch at work.
Your bitch at home.
That's
all we had.
Times have changed, man.
Now you hypnotized. You look at your bitch and you see 1,000 bitches look better.
Oh, man.
And you looking way better than your bitch.
Oh, Lord!
Why Boosie going so dumb?
It made us hoes.
Especially for... Yeah, and I get what he's saying, especially if you're a top-tier individual, you got access to these things.
Yeah.
So, like, if you just a regular daily, you're going to look at it like,
there's exceptions, though.
Yeah, like, man, if in life, if this happens, it could be cool. But when you goddamn really one of the ones, you got access to all this, you looking at shit like, man, please. You know what I'm saying? I want this. I want that. I want anything.
But there's exceptions to every rule.
It is. It is, man. So, but yeah, Boosie right, though. Like we said, man, it's Pandora's box of the understanding, man. Like, I just don't feel like, do the good outweigh the bad for some people. For most people that don't, because they don't know how to filter it out.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? For most that got common damn sense, it does. But overall, people are dumb.
Yeah.
Overall, people can't handle that shit, man. They lost in the sauce. So
yeah, most people can't handle it. Yeah, most people can handle it. They say the thing is with social media, because you gotta understand, bro. Sometimes a nigga go from being a pure lame nerd, doing something, getting some money. You know what I'm saying? Of course, he was saying before he ain't had no options before.
I had no
choice.
You know
what I'm saying? And but you know, if you've experienced and done it all, you know what I'm saying, and you know you content with you know your resume, your track record,
right?
You know what I'm saying? You're going to be sturdy in the end, I feel like. You know what I'm saying? Because it ain't going to really be that much of a different world for you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'd already kind of been there, done that kind of thing.
Yeah, it ain't that much difference, man, if you already got some foundation. It just all depends on, like, how far you want to take it. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you had...
I say the same thing for women, too.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But you say if you had what?
But if you already had, like, a thought of you wanting to be You know what I'm saying? Access, like, want to do everything. Like, you're already a cool nigga, but you're like, man, I always thought of this. Now right. You got access to it, it's going to take you over the top.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? It's like a nigga, you know, start with threesomes, then niggas get too weird, go to the...
type gateway type.
Yeah, bring niggas in. Lamar opened up with the transgender move, so like, you just start going too far. I want to test every water. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You get too verklempt.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So you got to be careful, man, what you wish for in this world.
For sure, I agree. Yeah. Definitely. You know what I'm saying?
You know, Stack Jack got something to say about that. You know, he always got something to say.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, bro.
He's stupid.
Praying Mantis. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Kobe Brown. You know what I'm saying? He do it every time. Like, he waking up. Nigga, you been up. Man, I'm waking up. Come on, man. It's 3 p.m., man. Quit doing that. You know
he got billions up, bro. He slept in.
No, nah, shout out to Shaq. I mean, Stack.
Mother, I call his daughter. Call his cousin Wu. Talk to people who know him his whole life. When he went on hard times, talk to the people who picked him up. When he needed a job, when he needed to close for a job, or his mama needed rent, call to the people that helped him out. Listen to the people that helped prepare him out. That's people you need to talk to. Don't talk to opportunists, because that's what you're doing. Because the same time when all this George Floyd shit was going on, everybody was screaming, George Floyd this, George Floyd that. Because everybody was trying to make money off somebody else's pain. But that ain't the hustle no more. The new hustle is talking about it and dissing. All that shit is weak. All y'all clout chasing. All y'all look sad.
I mean, I hear what he's saying, but ain't nobody, everybody ain't sitting and talking about George Floyd like that no more, bro. You know what I'm saying? Kanye just brought that up. I don't know too many people sitting right talking about him like that. You know what I'm saying? The jig is up on that. You know what I'm saying? To keep it
the jig is up.
You know what I'm saying? But I hear what he's saying. He's feeling it personal because that's like it was a family member to him type. You know what I'm saying?
They call him twins type.
He looked like him. He did look like him. So I get it, but yeah, bro, that come with it, man. That come with all that notoriety is going to be, you know.
Fame, notoriety. Yeah. That's what everything we was just talking about in the last episode, too, where we was talking, you know what I'm saying, the last couple episodes.
Yeah.
We were talking about what fame do, social media, all the above. It's pretty much what Boosie's saying and what he dealing with and all this, you know what I'm saying? Like, with big blessings come big curses, man.
Oh, for sure. And you just got to deal with it as they come, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So,
because a blessing can't be a curse.
Yeah, I feel like Stack 5 is his intentions are real.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I think it's genuine, yeah. So it probably do affect them that niggas talking about his man like that when he's gone. That shit is whack, regardless of the fact.
I like their podcast.
Who?
All the Smoke.
You know?
Him and Matt Barnes.
Oh, yeah. They're cool.
Yeah, they be in there. They're talking.
They got some good guests, I put it like that.
Yeah, man.
Without the guests, it's like. Huh? We don't need no guests. No, it's like, shout out to him, though. But yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Like, oh,
niggas ain't getting too come introspective on the individually understandery, though. Like, let's keep it, you know what I'm saying, frugal. You know what I'm saying? As a
three, black man.
Something wrong with let's you,
get
man.
Some, let's get some topics and go into depth and how you feeling.
Come on,
you,
champ.
You know what I'm saying? Give me motherfucking all the, give us all the motherfucking guess how crazy our shit would be. That shit cool. But come on, man. Let's keep it all the way goddamn. You know what I'm saying? Come on, to me it's time.
Tight week.
You know what I'm
saying? You got to use my voice when you say it.
Uh-huh, got to, nigga.
Big.
Well, come on, brother.
Come on, champ.
But hey, no one's been popping. Don't know. I've been rocking to last couple of days. I've been riding out to Little Baby. New CD, though. That joint crazy.
Oh, for real?
I ain't going to lie. That joint bumping.
When did
he going
drop?
Crazy. He dropped like on the Friday, I think, last Friday. Joint going hard, though. Like he going nuts on that joint. He's spitting on there. You see, he have that back and forth with Academics and all that, too.
Yeah, I seen that.
Yeah, that's crazy. How do you feel about that?
I don't know all the details. That's what I was just about to ask you. So
the details?
So it started with how? I don't know how it started.
I mean, it started like Lil Baby was already like blocking him for some reason, and Academics didn't know. So what happened was Lil Baby said that his son seen a video of Academics saying that he got more money than him. Rappers lease all their cars. They got bad deals. And Lil Baby son said he thought Academics was talking about him.
Mm.
But I seen exactly what he's talking about, and Academics wasn't talking about him. You know what I'm saying? But for some reason, you know, that troll shit got him. So he thought he was talking about him, so he was on his ass then. And then Lil Baby always said he got more money than all the rappers and all that. So Lil Baby like, nigga, and Academics ain't got more money than me. He put that in that rhyme. So he already was feeling some way about his son seeing that and thinking you talking about him. And right. You keep saying, like, rappers is broke and all this shit. He got more money than rappers. So he took two shots out of him on his album. You know what I'm saying? Roasting him. Something about, and then it was one like Academic computer nerds high behind computers, like you can't get found in real life type shit, which is true. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas be talking on the internet all the time. Like, niggas ain't gonna never run into you in real life. Like, it can't happen. You know what I'm saying? And it right. can. So you might be cool now. You might be cool a year from now. You never know. 2 years. You never know who know who. Like, you gotta right. be. You That's gotta be. Happy and blessed that you made it this long with somebody cracking your head down the middle. Because right. when they do it, your life is going to change forever. And it's going to happen. You know what I'm saying? To anybody that's talking on the internet like that, eventually some, your time will motherfucker.
Because you got to understand, not only are you playing with people's livelihood and their money,
right?
but you're playing with people's craft that they didn't put everything into.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And these are street niggas on top of all that. Yeah, 100%. Right. So it's like, and you got to also understand too, where most people would look at a situation like that that's not from the streets. They would look at that and be like, why would you do that? Why would you even pay us any attention? Well, you got to understand, like you said, their reputation.
Right.
They need that to precede them. So a lot of times, you know, you could take a street nigga out the streets, but you know what I'm saying? You ain't going to be able to take, or am I saying that correctly?
Right.
You could take a nigga out the streets, but you can't take the streets out the nigga.
In fact,
you know what I'm
saying? Like, yeah, a nigga only going to take a certain amount, and especially feel like disrespect. So yeah. at the end of the day, niggas are still men, and it ain't like they've been doing this forever. It's only a few years, really.
Right.
You live your life a long time, you'd be in this industry for a couple years. So it's not like right. I'm just deprogrammed.
He's been on top for like 5 years type thing. He's been killing it.
It's been about five.
It's been about 5 years, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
It's been about five. Yep. His last album he dropped 2 years ago.
Yeah. He been killing the game.
Yeah. Hard.
And then you gotta think, so imagine, like, that's where you gotta really put some respect on that nigga name for sure, because you gotta think, most people can have one good album. Nigga, it's the fifth year in, and look how you talking to me about his album.
Right, and it's best album.
See, damn.
Snapping, oh, for sure.
Best?
It's his best album by far.
Oh, yeah, let me go ahead and download this motherfucker right now.
Bars galore, real shit galore, beats galore, the features is crazy. Nigga, it surprised me, because I'm like, why ain't nobody talking about it that much? And I was riding to him, I'm like, oh, he's going nuts.
Is it my own thing?
Yeah, Lil Baby. It ain't no album, that's just his thing. It's only me. Just click on his profile. Okay. That one right there. Boom. And this should be his only. Is that your library? That's a search.
Shit, I don't fucking know. Let me see. Only me?
Yeah, it's only me.
Oh, here we go. Yeah, you're right.
There's only like two songs I skipped because they was already out.
Boom.
Yeah, that joint crazy.
I'm about to bang that on the way to the crib.
And speaking of bangers too, the motherfucking no, I've been riding to the couple of joints.
What's that?
That new Howard. I actually moved. The Isley Brother Moose.
Bro, why is he acting that dumb?
Two of them. The one with Rick Ross and the one with 2 Chainz.
Yeah. I ain't hear the one with 2 Chainz.
Oh, the plug?
What?
They could go crazy.
Oh, we can't play that, huh?
No, we can't play that.
Okay, yeah, too dumb.
But listen to me, boy. What? The one with Ross is already people talking about. But the one with 2 Chainz, too. Top level acting dummery.
No, he was acting dumb with that one.
What?
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. Did you send that to me?
Yeah.
He was acting dumb. Bro, it sounded so crazy, I swore I thought it was fake.
Yeah, like
when I first heard it, like, I thought it was fake.
He acting that dumb, man.
But Isley, you know what, though? You gotta respect Ronald Isley, man.
Bangers.
For
He 80, nigga.
Yeah. Is he 80?
Yeah.
No.
Google it, nigga. Here
Let me see. He 80?
Come on, man. Big 80 years old.
I feel like Contagious came out 10, 15, 20 years ago type.
Contagious?
Not Contagious. Oh, fuck.
Even if it did, what that
no,
mean?
No, yeah, Contagious. Yeah, that's
what
song.
That mean? He was
no, 70. I'm saying it didn't seem like it was that long ago.
What?
That song came out. So he wasn't that old. He was type old back
what
then.
What you talking about? Yeah. I don't understand what you're saying. Nigga was old then.
He had to be like 40. Yeah, he probably was like 40 then at least, huh?
40?
Was he older? Hold on, man. Let me see.
This nigga crazy.
Damn, that nigga 81. No, he made that song at 81?
Then he's 81 years old, man.
Nigga, Charlie Wilson is 70.
Isley Brothers old as hell, nigga.
And nigga 81 talking like that? No, bro, that makes it so much more legendary, though. I ain't gonna lie. That makes it hard, nigga. I ain't gonna lie. That's hard.
That nigga went crazy.
I ain't gonna lie. That's hard.
And that joint banging.
That nigga's
the richest nigga that you ever seen.
That nigga was born in 1941. How about that baby? I got another Benz. 1941?
80, nigga, I told you. And them songs, listen, go listen to Isley's Brother new album.
How old is he right here, man?
He get 60. 60 plus.
Got to be. Here?
It wasn't 20 years ago. How long ago?
Let me see when Contagious came out, man.
Nigga, it ain't 20. If it's 20 years, it's 60, brother. And it ain't that long ago. It might be older than that.
Because he was an old nigga.
Might be 15 years ago.
Damn. Hold on, let me see.
The nigga 80 for sure. We just solidified that, man. Shout out to the Isley Brothers, man. Listen to it's the plug and the biggest boss. Well, let me look right here. I got him on my phone. Now. I just can't play him because there's no copyright infringement. But let me see. Look at him, man. You know what I'm saying? Look at him, man. Get a little taste.
Damn, 2000.
I got the sound on it.
2001.
Look at the beat. Hey, get you
back. See, I was just saying that. Damn. 2001. Right. So that means it was 20 years ago. I said 15, 20. I was close, though.
You told us he was 40 when he did that. 40. That was 40 years ago.
Yeah, that nigga, I cannot believe he was 80, though. He 80 acting that dumb?
No, he's acting all the way like that, sir. He's acting dumb as
81.
And that nigga went to prison not too long ago, too, for that tax move. He just got out not too long ago.
Stop.
Stole his money from his brothers and them. No.
Hold on, man.
That nigga went to prison. He just got out of prison, bro.
When did Ronald Harley go to prison, man? Let me see.
A few years ago, like nigga, 10, 15 years ago. After all that shit.
Oh, man. He was released from prison in 2009. This nigga been getting it in, dog. What the? Then was released from a federal halfway house in 2010.
Yeah. Fresh out.
Whoa.
So how old was he when he
owed 3.1 in taxes. 3.1 million. Since the 3 years in prison.
Since.
He was 65 when he got
released. They put him in there.
He was 65 and threw that nigga in prison.
For 3 years.
Oh, shit. What? From tech? Bro, these niggas is crazy.
He was stealing checks from his brothers, putting them in his name and all that. He was acting dumb.
They seized his yacht and properties and other properties in 1997. Hey, fuck the bullshit. Ronald Isley.
One of the ones.
Oh, for sure. Hey, he one of them, bro.
There's no question about it, even though.
That nigga did a bid at 65.
That came out. It's the biggest boss you ever seen. And got the biggest yacht you ever rode.
At 81.
Neck covered in gold.
So you say he was stealing his brother's money?
Yeah, he was stealing his brother's money. Checks. And cashing them.
Other dudes from the groups?
His brothers. The Isley brothers, the name of the group.
That do make sense, huh? I never thought about that one. They're all brothers, huh?
Yeah.
This boy it's been a long day,
yeah,
brother.
Boy, you getting awakening in this motherfucker, ain't you? God damn.
The God.
You know how niggas just be saying shit, though. You don't know if they really brothers.
Nah, I'm not playing, nigga.
Let me look this shit up, too, man.
Yeah, look it up, man. Taking his brother's bread.
I ain't even thinking about none of this shit.
Shout out to my dog, man. Motherfucking Ronald Isley, man. They got a banger on their hands, man. I'm telling you.
Ernie Isley, Ronald Isley, Rudolph Isley, Marvin Isley.
Isley brothers, brother.
Them niggas is really brothers. Damn. O'Kelly Isley Jr.
It's the Isley brothers.
That's crazy.
Come on, man.
Oh, but Ronald was just the David Ruffin of the motherfucker.
It ain't nothing without Ron.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, yeah. David Ruffin had these are the Temptations.
Oh, that's a fact.
Why he was acting that dumb?
The biggest boss that you ever seen.
That nigga said that at 81. Bro, there's no way he know what he said, bro. Why Ross put him on there, man?
And Ross went crazy. He just on the hook. Ross rapped 2 times on there.
Oh, my. What's the one with 2 Chainz? He was in?
The Plug. Oh, it's crazy. Yeah,
I'm about to download this, bro.
That motherfucker a banger.
I got to listen to this.
Oh, God, it's a banger, though.
I got to listen to this way on the way to the crib.
You going to rock with it, though. It's no question in my mind.
Hold on, Ross.
He going crazy on that
Isley, what's that song called?
Man, The Plug, man. With 2 Chainz, man.
The Plug.
Both of these, I got both of them. Look, the album is Say It To Me Again, girl. I got both of them. Look at that.
Okay, right here.
Look at the name, though. Look at the name. Look how the name is different now. What's it called? What's the name of the group now?
No. Oh, Ronald Isley. Oh, my God.
The group now
Ronald
is called
Ronald Isley and the Isley Brothers.
Yeah, and the Isley Brothers.
He acting that dumb.
This ain't the Isley Brothers. Oh. It's Ronald Isley and the Brothers.
Oh, no, he acting dumb.
There's a video and all that. Niggas in the
so
studio.
Which one is this? The Plug and what's the other
plug
one?
The Plug and the biggest, man.
Oh, the one with the 2 stars.
The biggest bosses. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Biggest bosses.
I got to listen to these.
Shout out
to for those who don't know, let me put you on some game real quick. Uh-huh. Right? Of a little bit of me and how me and Three's relationship go.
Uh-huh.
I listen to the same music 24/7.
No question.
Oldies, old rap. Yeah, same. I listen to the same music every day. Right?
All day. Every day. Tories rise all night to the same thing.
Yeah. So usually how I find out about new music is either by Three or my brother DJ.
Yeah.
or somebody close. Right. You know what I'm saying? But for the most part, it's mainly three. Right? So mainly three is usually always the ones on top of the music. But if DJ hears something, he'll let me know. But for the most part, it's always three. And he's always informing me what's going on in the musical world. So this is actually funny. You know what's crazy? That's some real dun-dun shit, though, to not know the Isley Brothers was all the brothers. I never thought about that.
That's tough.
Because you know a motherfucker be saying shit. Manhattans or some
shit. But he's back from 44, brother. 1940, brother. They ain't got time to be trying to be jive.
Yeah, I know. They ain't got no room for jive, you know, turkeys.
It's really like the brothers. We came up, the Jacksons. The brothers. Come on, nigga. He from that era, but before that.
What's another one that you would think was all family, but they want the DeBarges or some shit?
Nah, they brothers.
I know they're brothers, but I'm saying what's like one that's like the DeBarges that's not related? There got to be some out there.
Like the B2Ks and all them niggas, Immature.
Yeah, you thought they was brothers and cousins and shit.
Marcus Houston and goddamn Omarion was brothers.
You know,
they hate each other, they ain't brothers. They ain't
don't fuck with each other.
Nigga, what was that? I thought it was the whole time y'all some lying fruits.
What you think about that on Drink Champs?
Shit, weird. What you talking
about? When they was on, B2K was on Drink
Champs. I didn't watch it, man. I can't watch the nigga. I fuck with him already. No, I met him. He know me. He's like, Mr. Organic, man. I fuck with you. Yeah, I met him at his studio with my guy from 1500 and nothing. Remember I told you he walked in, he was like, oh, yeah, that's the dude that beat the dude up at the gas station and all that, man. That's organic, man.
I don't remember you telling me that.
For sure.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I went to the studio. He was in there doing rehearsal for his tour.
Oh, legendary.
Oh, Full Love.
Oh, yeah, that's legendary.
Yeah, he gave full understanding, for sure.
Yeah, but it was kind of crazy because it was always slick competing shit. Like, we tell them, they always fucking each other bitches and shit. That's lame.
Whack.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. That. You could tell it was harvested. It wasn't grown from the seed. That's why it went that way. You know what I'm saying?
Niggas was too busy competing. I don't know who's right, who's wrong.
We don't know, but
if it's your man's, it should never be
competing. But that was gonna ruin anything.
And even if your man, because even if your man's is loving on a hoe, let that be his hoe.
That's his business.
It's not anybody else in the world can strike. But if it's your man's and your man's says it's off limits,
leave it alone.
It's off limits.
And you know the difference, man. I did that before in my life and I regretted it. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I never do that again. Like, if I know one of my people, like a girl, any type of way, I don't give a fuck, it's a little bit. And if she's a whore, I ain't doing it.
Even if she's throwing the pussy at you, don't do that.
I'm cool, bro, because that ruins everything. Like, that's going to tear a nigga over the top on you.
Yeah, but your man shouldn't be cuffing a hoe either, though.
But if he do, that's on him.
Yeah, if he do, that's on him.
Give him your opinion on it and let it be. If he do, nigga,
you got to give your opinion, though. You got to say, hey, bro, come on, bro.
Right.
I know she's been sliding the day by a no nigga type, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Don't cuff it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
You got to give a nigga that.
Yeah, for sure.
And they decide to do it anyway, that's on
but
them.
But if they say, hey, that's my hoe, I don't care.
Right.
Then you guys just let them fly. Let both of them fly.
Yeah, it's just like...
You smoke your piece.
It's just like when you tell a nigga that a girl is crazy. Like, man, she crazy, bro. Nigga gonna fuck her anyway. That's on him.
Right.
That's on him.
Because you knew she was crazy.
Right. Nigga, yeah, I said my part. So you got to be on point when you...
Yeah, but that, though, that's something like I would think we're brothers or cousins or some related. Or like... Destiny Child, would that kind of count? It would look like they were all sisters type early on type.
Nah, we knew they wasn't.
No?
Nah, they wasn't
thought. I reached a little bit.
Yeah.
I tried to get you.
You tried to go.
I'm trying to make sense of how the fuck I didn't know Isley Brothers wasn't.
That's a tough brothers. One, brother. I think that's a straight mental conniption.
Maybe it's just been a long day.
Yeah. Okay. Isley Brothers, man. Shout out to them. And that new song is banging. And that's my only take on that right now, man. You know what I'm saying? There's, the brothers is doing good. The nigga 81 years old and still putting in that work.
Man. Right. 80, that, bro, that's still mind-blowing, though. The fact that he talking like that.
How you didn't know that, brother? He was young.
And he went to prison 65?
For sure, tax evasion.
Yeah. He ran off on the plug. Do you think he kept the bread type and just sat down and did the bid?
I mean, of course, you know, that's the way to do it, though. You just do a little time.
Because you can't give up no $3 million.
Nah, they going, like Tyson said it best, when you owe that taxes, you just pay him a little bit, slowly, just talk to him, and you work it down. It's a process, but you got to communicate. No communication will get you...
Right.
You got to communicate.
He's going to get you Kentucky Fried Chicken extra crispy.
Yeah. But I, you know what I'm saying? Hey, I pay his mind. I ain't going too much. Looking at me, shit. Leave me alone. Shit, me. Mashallah.
But Mike Tyson made it out big, though.
Right.
Wesley Snipes made out of that shit, too.
He went to jail.
Yeah, he went to jail, but he made out Nicolas Cage type. He made it out.
He made it out.
That's when he started putting out all the movies. He didn't get fucked.
Yeah, he bounced back, too.
Yeah, he got all that little dividend money.
Fat Joe went to jail for it.
Fat Joe went and sat down.
Ja Rule went to jail for it.
He did go sit down, too.
Vinny Siegel went to jail for it.
Yep.
Yeah, it's tough, bro. Because you're getting them back ends like that, you got to, you know, got to calculate it right.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, got to know what you're doing, brother.
Ronald Isley, shout out to you, champ.
Shout out to Ronald
Isley. 81 talking greasy like that. That got to be some of the most legendary shit I've ever seen.
That's why it's going so crazy. That's why it's a meme. Like, they can't believe he acting like that.
That's crazy.
Yep, and he had two back-to-back joints like that on his new album. Crazy. Shout out to Ryder Isley and the Isley brothers. They separated the names now. It just ain't the Isley brothers no more. It's Ronald Isley and the Isley brothers.
Now, this is only on this album.
I think it just shipped.
Bro, is he the oldest though of the bunch?
He gotta be. Anybody else gotta be mummy type, but they still alive. They must have had a lobotomy. Them niggas still walking around.
Yeah, let me see.
You know what I'm saying?
Ernie Isley, he's 70. Okay.
That's a big difference, too.
That is a big difference. Hold on, so.
I mean, Candy, y'all. Slim brought this to my damn house. I told him.
So, Marvin Isley, he is.
He's the youngest one.
Damn, he 88.
Oh, Marvin?
No, I'm just, let me talk shit up to
you. Get off me, nigga.
No. He was born in 53. The young guy's aging here, but you do the math, 53.
The name 44.
Yeah. Let's see. He 30. Shit, I don't know the math, man. But yeah, he ain't there.
Ain't no 30, bro. It's 50 something.
50 something, huh?
No, 1953? 70. Because 50 is going to bring you to 2000.
Hold on.
He's 69.
Man. 69, there you go. Good job, bro. You good with numbers?
Well, I just thought about it. I just put that 50 on there then.
Been a long day. You said 50 something first.
I know. Yeah. When I thought about that, I just changed it 2003. Throw the dub on.
Let's see. Here we go. We got another one. Oh, shit. O'Kelly Isley Jr.? Nigga's born 1937.
The oldest brother. If he alive, nigga might be dead, though.
He gotta be tight.
He right? Dead.
He did? Guy, oh, yeah. He died at 86.
They gotta have a back number on him. They gotta have a back number on him, blood.
Big expiration date, huh?
Yeah, he ain't here no more.
37, though? What would that have been, 3?
Mm-mm.
1937. That would have made him 85, though. Damn, so Ron Isley really stood the test of time, champ. Now, he...
81 is substantial.
One of the ones.
Yeah. 81 is substantial for a black man.
What? Yeah, because I think the average was like 69 or something. Mm-hmm. Yep. So, yeah. Damn, that's crazy. Ronald Isley, boy, 81 years old. Put that shit up.
You're astonished by
no,
that.
No, this is crazy.
You gotta know he going back in the day, he was a baby face.
That nigga almost 100 talking like that. Could you imagine? Bro.
The richest bosses that you ever seen.
And look how dumb he acting on a...
Don't bring his verses acting dumb like that with the young, fine, right thing. Huh? Yeah, him something, the young tenderoni bony.
No, that's... Bro.
Yeah.
Oh, he married?
Something bad, too.
He got the ring on the move.
He got something the best you've ever seen.
That's what the three does by me type be on there, 81 type doing shit like that.
That's the three. For
that's
sure.
The three, right?
Three gonna be out there like
literally
that.
Literally got the silk wardrobe on and shit.
No, he's silked up.
That motherfucker hard, champ.
That suit is outrageous. It's on the cover, too.
Oh, man.
Hold on now. He ain't playing with nobody.
Nah. Look at it with the cane still off,
look
man.
Look at that.
The fact that he, my bad, y'all, listen, the fact that he named Rhino Isley and the Isley Brothers.
The Isley Brothers. Rhino Isley and the Isley Brothers.
Nah, he acting dumb.
Yeah, once
man.
He caught that wave, it was a rap, man.
Yeah, but no, so, hey, listen, just another topic, because I can talk about that shit all day.
Before we get to this topic, you know, speaking of Jeffrey Dahmer,
yeah.
You seen the series, right?
Yes.
I try to tell him, I just had to reiterate.
Mm-hmm.
That I used to live around the corner from the whole time.
Right down the block.
Right down
and
the block.
And your mom validated it too.
Oh,
in your
for
vlog.
Sure. Like, you know we was there.
Not
like,
that you need validation.
Yeah, but I like to get the sprinkle on them. So, yeah. Like, I told people this a long time ago.
You seen the people coming out with the blue bins and the people
blue
in the bins.
At nighttime, it's bringing, like, if they could zoom in the crowd, I probably was somewhere in that crowd when they look at the real footage. The blue bins, the boxes, the shoe boxes. You know what I'm saying? We're just sitting on the gate looking. When they knocked the place down, all that. It's around the corner, bro.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? So it was like,
so he could have got you.
For sure. I walk past the building every day to go catch the bus to go downtown to steal.
You think he would have got you?
Nah. I don't know, though.
How old was you at the time?
I was 10. But I was whooping grown niggas at 10.
So you 10 years old. You
yeah,
I was, fight I, was, with the three
I, was cold, I was a cold fighting nigga. Then
yeah,
I was
so
worst.
A nigga wanted to beat your ass, how early would they have to caught you?
Probably been inception. when the nut touched the egg type in the fallopian tube. That's your best bet. Because soon that motherfucker got together, I'd been in that bitch. I was in the motherfucker.
Sperms landed on the fallopian tube.
That's your best bet to whip my ass is when I was a sperm touching fallopian tube when I first got them inception.
But obviously you was the exceptional one then because you the one that made it out of all the sperms.
You got to know that.
So you know, and just on some serious shit, we all got to understand how much everybody out here in this earth is meant to do something great.
For sure. If
you fucking make it to be here.
Yes, at all.
Because all them sperms and billions of sperms.
All them tries, all the ones, because you never know how many tries it took to do it.
To get you pregnant. You're right. To get it pregnant.
Right.
That's a fact.
It's a long, crazy process.
So everybody is definitely starting off in this world as
one of the ones.
That's the importance of being one of the ones, because you are a one of the ones individuals. You just got to grow it.
Right.
But you have to be individualized to be that.
Facts.
So you're trying to be like somebody else. So you know you're one of them. Grow your own shit. You don't know how far you can bring something to this earth. Go ahead.
That is true.
So that's what the whole thing is.
Leave it all
about.
On the table,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, it is you.
Put it all on the line.
You know what I'm saying? Correlate yourself. When you want to be one of the ones, man, it's the original of the original. Grow yourself as far as you can grow you. Don't try to be like nobody else. Of course, you could take some ingredients from other people, but grow your own crop and see how far you can grow. You might grow a whole new food that people going to digest and love.
Facts.
But trying to be like somebody else, you like depriving the world of glory in yourself. So the people that do that and be themselves, that's why they one of the ones. You can tell the difference.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, because they tapped in with their inner one of them ones.
Right, man.
You know what I'm saying? And then you found it in your lane of what you need to be doing and what your purpose and your destiny.
For sure. So,
that's a fact.
Yeah, man. So like I said, I used to walk past that building every day. It's a white building. It's called the Oxford Apartments. It's on the right-hand side. Our block, it was like this. We go right here, boop, boop, this is our block. So you come up this way, you make this boop, and you come up the block, it's right here, you walk past it, catch the city bus, go all the way down.
As entertaining as that sounds, you know, everything being out there, but the fact that you were really that close.
It's crazy.
Is insane.
The whole, and this is 91, 92, when it happened. It's not no after the fact. No. Why it was going on.
Fully.
Right there.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Crazy. And like my uncle used to see him and all that. Like I told people, I'm going to rob this old white dude.
You take on the Dahmer glasses type, understand?
Nah, bro.
That type with the color.
Nah, this is Cartier's, man. He had no Cartier's. This is poor. This is the poorest area.
I think he had on Cartier's too.
This is the poorest neighborhood in the city, bro. This is hell ridden city, brother. Show me shootings and fightings and drugs. You know what I'm saying? Dope dealing ass niggas. Niggas was fly, though. So the dope dealing niggas had the back because this is all the
but he knew who to fuck with, though.
Yeah,
he knew.
He knew to take advantage of a little can't speak English type little nigga. You know what I'm saying, like,
bro, that was crazy
with the brother too.
That was insane.
Like, he didn't even know. He was like, "That what a coincidence!" Like, you know what I'm saying,
what
he probably thought he was even.
He
more
type took it out on him.
He probably talked. You know? He probably took it as a whole nother. Cause
but I don't know why the kid even went there knowing that, man.
I don't know, that was in the show though. I don't know if in real life he did it like that. Like, yo, you mess with my brother. I don't know if that was, you know what I'm saying? I think that was extra just in the show.
Oh,
because he said he didn't remember he was in a thing. He didn't know that really happened. Like, he didn't know that was his brother till way after.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that was extra for the show. They put that down.
Oh, okay.
That's kind of disrespectful too.
That is.
Nigga was 14. Why y'all putting on it like I knew? Y'all tripping.
My brother told me everything he was, and I'm just going to voluntarily sign up for this.
And that story, I remember that story, too, about the kid getting...
Them cops
all that.
Is bogus,
and that was really going on. I remember that shit like, damn, they let that boy... We was always talking
but
about
the
that.
But the fact that the black woman right next door...
She wasn't next door like that, for real, though.
But either way it goes, she was complaining a billion times about him.
Yeah, not that many times. It was over-exaggerated, but...
How many times?
She was in a whole other side of the building. Like, she complained like a... Cause she, the part about the boy being found, that was, like, extra. Like, she knew that. That was real.
Right.
And she was checking on him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Everybody was bored by the smells. But it wasn't like she's right there going through hell.
Why
didn't
nobody
like
saying... Why, but why didn't they check it out with the smells?
Because it's the hood. It's a piece of shit area. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is the worst area in the goddamn city.
And his glasses sold for like $150,000.
It's up for sale, yeah. Niggas is crazy. He got to know he was
who
eating.
Who the fuck would want them glasses?
You got to know he was eating their penises, fucking their dead booties.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Coming on their faces, cutting their heads
violation.
Off, fucking their heads. Like, y'all don't understand the level of what he was doing. It wasn't just...
Oh, Lord!
It wasn't just the killery and the eatery. It was the...
It was ridiculous.
Yeah, it was the... What's that called? Necrophilia after. It's the...
It's called some bullshit.
It's way worse than what people actually seen and thinking. You know what I'm saying? So just imagine what he ain't saying what he was doing to him. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. With the scars. And then he ripped the skin off the scars, put them in acid, let them
go to work with him in there.
Hey, bro.
The one dude he loved so much, he kept his skull with him because he was such a handsome guy. And it kept it with him all the time. It started rotting. He was like, oh, he don't look like him no more. And
it looked like the black dude was about to pull him out of the situation. The
deaf nigga?
Man. He snapped. He couldn't get you. Bro, what's wrong with you three?
Oh, Lord! Come on, champ. The jig is up.
Hey, bro.
Something's wrong with you.
Why he do that to the deaf nigga, though? Champ, he came in. That nigga that goddamn merciless?
Three.
You gotta chill.
Come on, you could have let him go.
You made me laugh, bro.
He could have let him go, though. Why he do that? He tripping.
Bro, I don't know what the...
That nigga had no
something's
mercy.
Wrong with him. Something's wrong with him, bro.
That nigga was on... That nigga's to go to them, like, the bath houses, the doping niggas up. Niggas be getting away. They kept banning him out of all of them. He was known for the bannery now. Yeah.
Oh,
he was a banned nigga now.
Bro, I thought that was insane. And then dude said, hey, I'm coming back. He tried to calm him. Then he came back. He forgot his keys.
That nigga was in that bitch, rotting in that bed after that they had him.
Damn.
Slept with him.
Then late...
Dead, boy. Any death. And they got to write stuff on notes and all. That nigga tripping, man.
But you know what they did in that, though? They did receive the notes.
Go ahead, bro. I'm trying to understand.
Why you say the notes, bro?
He tripping. Because he didn't have to do that one. Because then they make it like they was cool. They made that show fucked up, bro. Cause they had to make like he had a good, like he was feeling bad, good, and he killed him and just woke up in the morning with his rotten body in the bed. Like they went crazy. They ain't had to do that. That show fucked up, bro. And I lived around the corner, nigga. I had to live with that too, brother. You know what I'm saying? Like, I used to hate Milwaukee too.
So you bro. A victim?
Yes. I need to sue the show. That's trauma from my childhood, brother. You know what I'm saying?
But you gotta stop, bro.
For real, bro. Like. I used to walk past that building. And then Milwaukee already stinks, though, because it's the chocolate factories and it's a lot of, like, beer factories. So it already got a stinking-ass smell.
So it's hard to decipher, huh?
That's right. That's why I made it so hard, too. Like, this shit already stink, nigga. But shout out to Milwaukee, though. But everybody know that's a tough-ass city.
Yeah,
and that was the worst. I lived right there, 25th and McKinley, man. Anybody know they know that area? Yeah. You know, nigga. I was there, and I used to fight niggas all the time. I had to talk about niggas. That shit was crazy. You know what I'm saying? But niggas was selling. Niggas had money though. Like the drug dealer niggas had money because it was a crack block.
Yeah.
Niggas had the whips. Niggas was geared up. I used to see them niggas every day. Like, damn. For real.
Yeah.
And this nigga around the corner eating motherfuckers' balls and shit. That's crazy, bro. I don't think niggas really understand, like, to know that was going on and you used to walk past the building. Oh my God, bro. So, R.I.P. to them people, man. Especially the deaf nigga, huh?
Bro, you got
because he didn't deserve it.
Bro. None of them deserved it, three.
He especially. Nigga can't hear, man. Come on, bro. That's, man. R.I.P. to that
nigga. I can't fuck with this dude, man.
Hey, man.
He's making me laugh too much. Especially, boy, you so stupid.
Why they do it like that in the show? Like, nigga was just cool. And like they was in love.
Bro. They did make it hella intimate on that one, didn't they?
Yeah, I thought he was going to get away.
Yeah.
But I knew the real story because I know where it went on. So I'm like, nigga, he killed this nigga. I already killed the deaf nigga. So I'm like.
He said, I thought he was going to get away.
I'm trying to rewrite history in my brain. Like, did he make it out? I could have sworn it was a nigga named. Damn. And then the nigga that was in the apartment, though, they was like, hey, brother, you live here?
Yeah.
Go get some dinner sometime. The mirror nigga in the apartment that stayed in the building too.
Yeah.
He
lined him up. So
I was like, hey, brother, we gonna get some.
He said, yeah, you want dude sweat bust. He said, huh? He said, where you going?
Over with.
This is a little short black dude, right?
The nigga that stayed in the building. He just moved.
Yeah. Then he went in there. He came to his door, knocked on his.
Got him.
Yeah, bro.
R.I.P. to everybody.
For sure,
Diamond man.
It
ain't funny, but it is.
No, it's fucked so up. So what's funny is your breakdown, your breakdown, bro, and your faces, bro.
That shit real though, bro.
Yeah, but definitely rest in peace all the victims.
That shit traumatizing.
Yeah, it's definitely traumatizing.
I always tell people that they didn't understand because it wasn't as big as, I'm older, so it's like. Everybody didn't really know. You know what I'm saying?
And I think it's so...
So that TV show just brought it back up. So I'm like, damn.
It resurfaced your PTSD.
Yeah, nigga. Yeah. Like, that shit was crazy. Like,
but here's the thing. Is the fact that it's so gruesome, it don't even feel real. So obviously the victims are real people, right?
No question.
Dahmer was a real fucking person, right? And you actually lived, so nobody would know better than you other than the people that was, like, either closer to you or the people that got away. Yes.
Yeah, that was in the building.
They told me he was going to eat the nigga heart and all that. That's crazy.
Dude really fought him off. He talking about he wasn't gay. Nigga met up with a nigga to take pictures at midnight for $50. Nigga,
see
shut
what
up.
I'm saying? You see what I'm saying?
Nigga, you was gay. You know what you're doing.
Nigga trying to be serious, nigga.
Like, why he out like he what? Like, nigga, the jig is, nigga, where is that, man?
The jig is up.
And all the shit that went on, you trying to...
But I think
you
probably doing photos or something, though.
But at them times, though, that is like early 90s, niggas want to be coming out type. I get it.
No, but it was probably just photos. Like, he probably just a photo shoot.
With a weird nigga that's talking to niggas in malls and
all
that.
Most photo people, they're kind of a little weird, though.
That is true.
You know what I'm saying?
That is true.
You know what I'm saying? He might not be three.
The jig is up.
You know what I'm saying? You laying there watching Exorcist with a nigga in the room. Come on, bro. Like, nigga know what's going on.
He told dude he was going to eat his heart. Yeah. See, now that's what I'm saying. So this isn't funny. What three is saying is funny. But the victims, that's not funny.
No.
Dahmer, not funny at all.
At all.
Right? But the thing is, though, it's so gruesome and so grotesque. Most people watching isn't taking, like, we know it's real. They say it's a true story. We can watch the Dahmer interviews. You know it's a real person. Right. But it's so gruesome.
Yeah, and he just act like it's normal.
That, right.
That if you know the real details, like, it ain't. It's some of the most crazy stuff.
No, it feels like it's not even real because right. It's that grotesque.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah. That's the part where it's like, man. And if, bro, you should be doing stand-up comedy or something, bro.
I'm a funny like, guy.
Bro, if you got up there, bro, and started saying some funny shit.
I can do it, brother. I can do it for sure. I can bless them. You know what I'm saying?
No question, bro.
Especially them stories will make motherfuckers laugh anyway.
What?
Them real stories.
Oh, my. Oh, man. Bro, I ain't gonna lie. That was funny, bro.
So, that's real, yeah, bro.
You crazy,
saying?
Man.
I was there.
Hey, so real quick. Let's just jump topics real quick. Okay. Oh, but before we do.
Okay.
John Wayne Gacy. That made me go back and watch the John Wayne Gacy on Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
Did you rewatch that one?
I ain't rewatched it. I watched it enough. The tapes, right? The documentary.
Yes, on Netflix.
Yeah.
Listen, man.
He was acting dumb, too.
33 boys.
That's what I'm saying,
under his living room.
Having luau's and stuff at the crib under there. And he had niggas under.
And then he was sticking dildos up motherfuckers.
And they carcassed up. Yeah, he'd get them and tie them up and, yeah. Little boy, it's all little boys.
He's being a clown and
he working with society and all that.
What? Fully loved and
yeah,
politicians rubbed in with senators and governors.
And he had a full plot. He had a full plot to do that.
Had a whole yes.
And like a cop had the cuffs. He was cold.
And he swore he wasn't gay.
Yeah,
the whole time.
Yeah.
Big denial. Said he couldn't stand them. Thought they were disgusting. All sorts of crazy.
No, he knew he was gay. Remember he told his wife.
No. No, he said he was bisexual, but he wasn't gay.
Oh yeah, there you go.
That's what he said.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, full.
Come on, man. And then after that, he was saying like how he despised them and he didn't like them and
he was
so you must not like yourself then.
33 of them that they know of.
What?
In the crib. That is in the crib. Imagine the
and then sprinkles. Tapped out to everything and then let me tell you how what? This nigga went
and
in there and then said I didn't do it.
Yeah, then fighting.
I don't remember none of them.
To the end of time.
And then said fuck you on the deathbed type.
Yeah, and then when he died the day he died, it was that solar eclipse, whatever. And yeah. Dahmer got baptized that same day.
Yep.
Like all that happened at the same time. Crazy.
Crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. John Wayne Gacy was a wild boy.
What's wrong with you, nigga?
Them niggas was crazy, brother. Them some wild boys, man.
Yeah.
Be careful out there, people, man. There's some strange people. Ted Bundy's and all
man.
That. He crazy. Boy, that nigga.
What?
He was wild. He was Ted wild boy.
Bundy was biting bitches' ass.
And then was escaping and going on a rampage when he get the escapery.
He went, jumped out the whole story building.
And then nigga went, nigga. What was it?
Killed a little girl, too.
Chainsaw. Did the same thing. What was it when he wrote on that thing? Buzz saw, whatever he wrote.
I can't remember.
How you cut her head off. And then he wrote that saw.
Oh, yeah. Bro, see, that one's. And they be living full double lives, having families, wives, kids.
Be careful. They white man moat, man. Big.
Big white man moat.
Yeah, man. But
be careful.
Anyways, speaking of.
Big Caucasian, man.
Pete Davidson.
What's up with Pete?
Kim K.
What they got going on?
I don't know, but I guess he got them tattoos covered up and all that, didn't he?
I don't know, man. It's just he tapped in. He tapped in with in with Kim K because she's getting harassed by Kanye. So they saying that he tapped in, gave her some love. You know what I'm saying? They say like, baby, don't worry about it. But the weird thing with me is that situation they had on her show. Like they should be showing some weird shit. Like she was on there talking to her grandma, talking about her and Pete made love in front of a fireplace.
Yeah,
to,
I heard
to
about
commemorate
that.
Her. Like to give her some love. That was she said. That's when you really live in life. You fuck in front of a fireplace. Why you talk to your grandma about that? You heathen. What's wrong with that bitch?
Yeah, because you would never talk to your grandma about no stuff like
why
that.
Why would I ever? R.I.P. to grandma, but
and
no.
You was close to your grandma
for sure.
I'm so what kind of shit going on over here?
What in the world is that?
I mean, it could have a different relationship open like type with the older elderlings.
Yeah, I guess, man. I don't know. That's weird, man. Fuck both of them.
No, yeah. But, damn shit.
When it boils down to it.
You think Kanye going to get back with her? You think they going to get back together?
Probably in eventually. Because she's so,
ain't got no choice, huh?
She's so money hungry with it. Like, she just love money. He got the most money, so. I can see it.
Yeah.
They got them kids together too.
You think Kanye West mentally ill?
Yeah.
Type shot, huh?
Yeah, but it's okay. They're great stars. Excuse
me. But got some genius in
but
there.
But something wrong with them? Yeah, for sure. Ain't nobody. Come on.
I mean, bro. You don't get to the top like that being unscathed.
Yeah, yeah. He acting way too dumb, bro.
Yeah.
Like, the shit he's saying, how he moving, how he doing, like, it is escalating up like so many levels. So.
Yeah, he type lost his mind, huh?
Yeah, yeah. It's too much going on. But yeah. It is what it is. He wanted it, he got it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but it came at a cost.
Yes, it did.
Shit.
Came at a cost. Definitely did. Ain't that crazy?
Yes, it did.
So, all right, I mean, he got the bag. Damn, that was motherfucking fab, wasn't
it? Yeah, well. Shit, what happened? Shit, we spent on the episode. Shit, I couldn't believe the round eyes and shit. I thought the nigga was 40, 60, 70. I definitely didn't think the nigga was 80.
I knew it because, like I said, I saw
you kind of had me beat a little bit because you kind of already knew about the music video. You probably already did your behind the scenes research.
People were saying, I kept saying, I can't believe he's 80 saying it. So I had to see if it really was 80.
You set me up.
Yeah, I already knew the full statistic category of that, brother.
Set me up. Three of them dropped that motherfucking homie name. You know what I'm saying?
Did you watch the Little Baby Breakfast Club interview?
Not yet. I've been meaning to.
It's, you know, he don't give the best interviews because nigga don't talk like that.
Yeah.
But it was something they asked him about because they remember they said like that old porn star or whatever said he paid $16,000 to the bitch.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She tried to out him or whatever. He's like, nigga, I ain't never paid no bitch no $16,000 to fuck. I done paid bitches some bands to leave. You know, was like, get your ass up out of here type.
Right.
Still paying. Still tricking off, my nigga. Right. And,
switch the narrative up type.
That's all, bro. You paid, bro. You know what I'm saying? I ain't paying a bitch nothing to leave, to come, to go, nothing, nigga. The fuck is you talking about? Bitch, you got to pay me. You know what I mean?
To sleep with a porn star. Yeah, that's so interesting.
I'm paying him like $16,000
nothing.
And where
did that come from?
You said
porn star.
Porn star.
Yeah.
You got porn star, nigga. Fuck that good porn pussy.
He wanted that porn star, though, didn't he?
I done fucked plenty for free, man. It's simple to do, man.
And by the way, it's indirect to that. You buy the bag.
He too rich for them not to want something from him.
So you got, but when you're in that level, and you, especially if you got a girl or something, you got to pay the bitch to leave, man. Or
probably
shut the fuck up.
Probably,
but the bitch talked anyway. That's why he was mad. Like, damn, bitch, you fucking up the game. I
posted. And he pays you
to shut the fuck up. You still talking? You fucking the game up, you weird, goofy bitch.
She wanted to brag on it, though.
Of course. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like the sweetie situation. He's like, bitch, on a song, he said that. Bitch posted a picture without my consent. Got me all in type of some, got me in all type of shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, bitch, why you take that picture and then post that with me like that? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Hey, speaking of that, you think Offset fucked Tate?
I don't know. I think he was talking about Baby. Could be. I don't know.
Everybody was tying Offset into it. Yeah, and Quavo don't fuck with them no more type.
Them? That's one.
Or no, Quavo don't fuck with. Hey, nigga, you know what the fuck I'm saying. Offset don't fuck with them.
You correct me on my words, nigga.
Yeah, I do. Offset don't fuck with Quavo and.
Takeoff.
Takeoff.
Well, yeah, you know, I don't know.
Offset don't fuck with them.
Yeah, I don't know if it's the bitch.
Or is it just some group shit?
I think it's some group
shit.
It's
some money shit.
Yeah,
and money shit. Huh?
I think he was talking about Baby. I think Baby was talking about him.
But Quavo type left it open, though, for like speculation, didn't he?
Yeah, niggas be doing that. You know what I'm saying? That's whack. I don't like when niggas do that. Quavo just got with that fake motherfucking AP, though, that he sells $1 million. I don't know if he know or the remember that? That AP Quavo guy?
Oh.
I don't know if he know or the jeweler sold some bullshit. Either way it goes.
I do remember. You sent me that.
Yeah, it wasn't real, though. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You got to be careful with these watches and shit, man. You got to know what you're getting into.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's no joke. Especially
that's some wild shit to think about, though.
You go heavy hitter, man.
Who else did that? Was it A.B.?
A.B.
Told him.
Shout out to my nigga A.B.
Told him, put it on.
Put that shit on. I put that shit on. Hey. Put that shit on with the finger.
What's wrong with him? Damn, what's wrong with him?
The hand. Shit. With the finger. Look at the finger. Yeah. Put that shit on. With the neck back. Put that shit on. That nigga AB crazy.
They're gone.
Shot to AB, man.
Bro, now that's mentally shot. He gone.
He's crazy. And he had to sign a record deal, right? And they say he need a Lil Wayne feature. He told the nigga it was $250 when they only charged $150. Then he tried to walk off with the extra one ball.
What's wrong with
Put that shit on. Put that shit on.
And then they said they brought up Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne said, I don't know what
I said $150, man. Why are you talking about $250? See, he talks directly to the plug, fucked up the situation.
Damn.
Man. And he sold the same dude, a watch for $250 that was fake. That's what they say. Damn, AB. Shout out to AB. I fuck with AB, though. And he got a couple bangers.
The jig is up.
You got a couple banger songs, man.
The jig is up.
And why you hating on Tom Brady and his wife getting divorced and all that?
Damn.
What's going on with that?
No, I ain't gonna lie, bro. I'm gonna keep it G. I think AB got CTE, man.
No, that one hit, they show that hit that he got traumatized.
That CTE, bro.
Yeah.
Because, bro, it don't be making sense. Like, don't get me wrong. If Kanye West played football, I'd say he got CTE, too. If Kanye West was playing football, I would say that that's probably what's affecting him. Boy,
that nigga's funny.
But you got to understand.
He don't like, even care.
But he's tight, like Aaron Hernandez type before it all happened.
That's
type.
What I'm saying.
Because he was going rambunctious crazy,
you
too.
You got to watch him. He probably on that, too.
That CTE shit is for real, bro.
Oh, yeah. I mean, no question. No question. Shit. No question.
Because you acting that dumb. Bro, he was doing that, jogging all around the football stadium and took his shit off.
Yeah. Put that shit on. No, son.
Damn.
You see that shit with Deion and that coach, though? When that coach pushed him?
Oh, bloody roast. Bloody.
The jig is up.
Deion wanted to beat his ass, man.
Come on, champ.
Yeah,
he grabbed him.
Yeah, he wanted to beat his ass.
You know, Deion got that fucked up leg, them blood clots. Yeah, he got that Bob Marley leg,
man,
boy. Don't forget he was always out there.
That with the bodybuilder, with the, he had to get his leg removed. Flex Wheeler.
Yep, the blood clots.
Yep.
So he's barely saved his shit. I thought it was just his toes until I forgot. I did that research on it. It was blood clots in the leg. I'd take a chunk out of his leg and cut them toes off. Because
they said it was excruciating before that.
Right.
And he said he was dealing with that, and that was for real. I mean, you got to think, Shannon Sharpe had two hip surgeries or something like that.
Yeah, that's hips. Ain't blood clots got chopped.
But no. But still, hips is, bro, if your hip go,
nigga, you still can live.
If the hip, nah, tight. It's everything connected to it, tight. You can live with your leg being gone.
No, them blood clots, nigga. Bob Marley died.
You just got to get the leg gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, but once the leg gone, you straight.
Right.
Yeah.
So what's going to happen with your hips? You just hurt.
No, imagine if the hip, like, break tight. Oh, motherfuckers die all the time with the hips breaking.
That's a broken hip. It ain't no blood clots for your blood to live.
They both bad, man.
You know what I'm saying? You got broken leg. Get my leg fixed. If I got blood clots in my leg, I die.
But the hip broke, you could die, too.
No. Not if you're
immobilized. At least with one leg, you can hop around, do some shit.
Once you're going to break it, not going to get fixed. Anything broke, man, you got to go get it fixed. You got blood clots, you won't get on it, you're going to die.
Yeah, but you got to get on the surgery with the hip, too.
You got to do is listen, brother. You have to get your hips fixed. But if you got a blood clot in your arm and you don't know, you just feel pain, you're going to die.
So you're saying
if your arm broke, you're going to stay broke.
So wait, hold on. You're saying if the hip broke, you'll be straight, even if it stay broke.
You gonna be all jacked up, but you gonna get your you know what I'm saying? You ain't finna die. You got a blood clot? You out of here, champ.
That might lead to something, though.
It could. Right? Of course, you're moving around if it's goddamn, if it's jacked up in there, get them busting some shit up in there, of course. You know what I'm saying? But you're gonna get but you got a blood clot.
It's right next to the big vein in the thigh, too.
Yeah,
so.
You gotta watch out for that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But no, you're right, though. The leg.
You know the difference.
That leg, yeah, I know. That blood I'm just clot. Fucking with you. But no, that blood clot is true. And what makes the blood clot so scary is you don't even know they're there.
There you go.
That's the scary part about a blood clot. You know what I'm saying? That shit just happens. You know what I'm saying?
Damn. I didn't know the details of his injury. Yeah. It was on 60 Minutes. And he did an interview on 60 Minutes not too long ago. And shout out to Deion, what he doing with that school, Jackson State. Yeah. But he finna leave, gonna get that big bag. He said, I'm gonna entertain him for top five schools now.
Deion's act dumb, though. Back in the day, how he used to come in with the understanding, with the jury, with the fly shit. He was crazy.
He like Iverson, but he won. That's why he's so top level. That's why he's one of the, like, if not the best football player ever.
Talking game crazy, too.
And he won.
Yeah.
He got chips, boy.
He do.
What are you talking about?
He do.
Nigga, and then they came back at 37. Nigga caught in this and played in the World Series, nigga.
Speaking of this, though, can we just talk about this before we end this?
What you got, man?
Michael Irvin, Warren Sapp.
Come on, man. The hand is out, dog. My hand, brother. Funniest shit ever, man. If y'all don't watch Vlad TV, man, please watch the Michael Irvin.
Vlad TV got to get you on there, bro.
I bless him.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Get me on some talkery, like what's going on current event and all that. You can do the life story MOOC, but let's go to the current events. Have me on there on the current.
No, that'd be hilarious.
I'm going to bless him in abundance.
But Warren Sapp and Michael Irvin.
Oh, so dog. Funny, man. Y'all got to watch it, man. Some of the funniest clips ever, man. Them just talking back and forth to each other.
I knew Warren Sapp brain was fried, but I had no idea about Michael Irvin.
I knew he was crazy, too. So them together.
I knew he was crazy, but I didn't think he was Warren Sapp crazy.
Warren Sapp with the eye.
Hey, Warren Sapp. Hey, I paid for it.
Right.
But what'd he say? I paid for it. But everything
hit
else.
Hit him in the jaw.
That was a lie, though. The other one was lying. Yeah, yeah. It was consensual.
It was consensual. When he was in the interrogation booth.
Hey, go ahead, get up, man. Turn around. You're under arrest.
Y'all want to see the funniest shit ever. You got to watch that Warren Sapp interrogation, man, when he got arrested for buying pussy, man. You would die laughing. He's just a fucking idiot. Like, no. Telling on himself. He going to tell on himself and get mad that they arrested him for what he told himself on for. Like, he didn't get it. Like, he said, yeah, I bought some. I paid her for
now,
sex.
I paid her for sex now. I did do that.
But I didn't rape her because she tried to say she raped her. She's like, okay, we believe you. The lady said, we believe you. We don't think you raped her. But go ahead and stand up, put your hands behind the back. We're going to place you under arrest for being a John.
Put me under arrest? A John?
For what? A John? Hold on, I'm a John.
I'm not no John.
You paid for pussy, so that means you paid for prostitution. Huh? Hold on. She said I raped her, but I paid it. Yeah, we arrest you for the thing you said you did. Huh? No, hold on. I'm trying to understand this. Nigga was retarded, man. So y'all want to see some funny shit, man? Do that. You know, I don't like laughing at somebody's pain, but this is a funny situation for being stupid, though. That's stupid. Yeah. Oh. That's stupid, bro.
Now I paid. I did do that.
I paid her for vagina. I paid for some head and to fuck her and a friend. Both of them. I gave them the money in cash, too. Then we found cash on them. Yeah, was it $220s and $200s?
Yeah, that was mine.
That was my money.
That was my money.
My fingerprints on it. I did pay for to have sex with it. That's me. I got it on video. Remember, you know, I got the video. Look at me right here. I got the video of us having sex. Look at that. I did that. After I paid her. Oh, you did, huh?
I made sure I recorded it.
We believe you did not rape her. He like, thank God.
Oh, yes, thank you. Okay. Ooh,
okay, now can I go ahead and get my stuff at the hotel?
Yeah, I gotta go.
I'm about to go check me out. I gotta call my manager. Yeah, go ahead and call your manager. You'll be right back. Come back in. Hey, can you stand up? Put your
hand under arrest.
Hold on. For what? Under drawing law, you pay for vagina, you can't pay for having sex. Huh? Hold on. Y'all arresting me?
That's going to give you the clearest understanding of Warren Sapp. You got to
watch. It's funny. It's crazy.
Go watch it, please, y'all.
Shout out to Warren Sapp. You funny.
But, for sure, he's hilarious. But I knew Warren Sapp was fried.
No, Michael Irvin out there,
too. I had no idea about Michael Irvin. Because
he'd still be on, like, the...
And he's still watery type. Be on
the
ESPN.
With the suits on.
Longest Yard. You know what I'm saying? Like, with Adam Sandler's.
Nah, he definitely got there. Hold on.
One of the ones.
For sure. Yeah, his brain is definitely...
Oh, Lord!
For sure. Shocked.
Yeah, so y'all gotta go watch that. That was some funny shit. And they just so retarded together. It's just crazy.
Iconic, man.
Oh, yeah, y'all gotta watch that, man.
Episode 44,
it.
Top of the Moot. We up out this thing, man. Keep it organic from the seed, man. SRTF, man.
Yeah.
Hey, we want you to do this. Believe yourself like you believe in God. Make sure you hit us on email. You want any promotion, you know, product placement, whatever you need. You know, shout out your Instagram, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Let's work together, man. This is going to be the biggest podcast in the world. So get a part of the campaign now. Make sure you go to Apple Podcasts. Make a comment. Give us a 5-star rating. Also, make sure you subscribe. Hit that notification bell on top of the MOOC.
Ronald Isley, 81 years old.
Don't forget that, man. Jeffrey Donald live around the corner from you. It's fucking death.
Man,
it's killing
one of them ones.
The ass is a shit. Damn.
Started at the bottom.